Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Friday, and look who's back. It is Joe Smith.
Bonjour.
Smith, how are you, sir?
Very well.
I'm Joe McGrath. This is the Sloppy Joes. Ethan's in the corner.
Yes, hello, I'm in the corner.
How are you, mate? What was the dramatic push of the button all about?
I didn't have a microphone on there, and but now back. I do.
So you've missed that. This, haven't you?
How is everyone?
You've missed this.
I've missed you guys.
You've missed it because you were away on your travels.
Yeah.
And we had Dom in last episode.
Domino.
Dom on the podcast said that he was going to have to shave his beard, which he is very famous for.
Yeah.
In a photo that you're definitely not allowed to see. But we have.
Yeah.
The beard's gone.
He shaved it. It's crazy. It's fantastic. It looks like a completely different human being.
He does.
Because he's not just got a beard, has he? He's got a mega beard.
Also, as well, he shaved it short. He was sort of saying to me that he was still going to keep a little bit. Like, a little bit is in terms of, like, your beard.
Mine or your beard.
But he's not. He's gone.
No, short. It's, like, gone. It's probably... It's just stubble now. It's crazy. He looks completely different, but it was very funny. He texted me saying he didn't think he looked very good. And then I just immediately FaceTimed him. Almost, it was almost like out of instinct. I didn't even know what I was doing. And next thing I know, it was ringing because I just had to see it. Yeah. And he just sat there like, and I just laughed for probably 10 minutes.
Mad.
But he actually looks all right. Once you get used to it.
He looks like that thumbnail that we had out the other day.
Far off
not
thumbnail.
Too.
Made a great thumbnail there. World Cup, anyone? We're into it now. We only teased a little bit. Have you been watching it, Joe? You been up late?
I've not stayed up for any of the sort of 2 a.m.ers. I've done some of the 11s. I've watched a couple of the games the next day. I've watched all the highlights.
Mm.
But like I went back and watched the full USA-Paraguay game.
That's because you're half American.
Half American. But just because of the host, I like watching the host games. They were phenomenal, America. Probably the best team I've seen so far. What
was that noise?
You've not watched a lot of football, have you, mate?
Did you tune into Stretford Paddock's...
All right, no, stop. Which team has performed better than them in the World Cup so far, then?
Oh,
when you consider the opposition.
The Morocco were pretty good.
No, one-all draw. Well, you put a little caveat in there because Germany did play
Australia.
Pretty well.
Australia.
Like Curacao, who's got 140,000 people and won 7-1. Yeah, of course they did. We'd beat them 7-1.
We'd bloody try.
I've been getting into it, but... We need to see England. We need to see Portugal. We need to see Messi.
It's a very odd experience when... So, of course, getting up early for the breakfast show, normally nothing happens before you start at 6. Like, all the channels, ITV, BBC, they all start their breakfast show at that time. When I was driving in this morning, listening to Tunisia against Sweden...
That's kind of cool, isn't it?
It's kind of cool. I really...
Is it like you're on holiday? You're in a different time zone?
It was a bit crazy. I enjoyed it.
In England, I don't know about other countries, the world kind of starts at 6 a.m, doesn't it? Anything that happens before that, like even bin men don't come around before that. Not certainly where I live.
There's not many trains about before
not really
6.
Any trains.
Trams don't get going till 6.
Cafes, even the ones that are selling early espressos and coffee, anything open before 6 is a bit mad. Like that's basically when the world opens.
What time would you say that if you were to do a big survey of the UK, everyone sets their alarm or the most popular alarm time is? I'd say 7 a.m.
I think it's slightly later than that.
Do you? Later? Yeah.
I think it's later. Because I think most people live within half an hour of where they work. And I think most people start work at 9. And I think for that to be the case, you're probably getting up at 7:30.
What?
So I'd
what
say
time
7:30.
Do you get up at? What time is your alarm for?
7:30.
Oh, maybe 7:30. What time is your alarm for, Ethan?
7:38, 7:45, 7:52, 7:57, 8:07, 8:10, 8:20, 8:30, 8:40.
But Ethan, do you ever get to 8:30?
And then a reminder to say, sorry, I'm late, I overslept. 8:55, 9:02.
Out of all of them different numbers you gave us, which one more, like, which one gets you out of bed? Which one do you think, fucking, I can't do it, I can't hear the other one?
I'd say... 7:38 is you need to get in the world a bit. 7:45, come on now. 7:52 or whatever, like, we need to be going.
Yeah.
7:57, ideally, I need to be moving or I'm going to be late. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's 7:30.
Yeah, you know what? I'll change my answer. Let us know the most popular alarm time, 7:30. I start getting WhatsApp messages 7 o'clock onwards. Not many people are up between six.
No.
My missus, if she's going to work, driving to work, she'll get up for six. Sometimes when she's working from home, she'll be at home. Yeah. It's mad. It's mad. Should we get into Breaking Joe's? Because
yeah, let's do it.
Breaking Joe's. We've missed you, Joe.
Aww.
You've been away.
Have you actually missed me?
Yeah, we've missed you. Not missed the sandals.
What?
Did you see...
Yeah, that was you.
No, it wasn't me.
Because it was you.
On your Instagram, someone really, really cruelly screenshotted your socks and sandals attire. What was that about? What was going on?
They were my father-in-law's sandals that he doesn't want anymore.
You did not wear your father-in-law's sandals. You're a very fashionable man.
Do you know what it is? I thought, I'm on holiday, I'm in the south of France, I don't know anyone. Not like it's going to be screenshotted and put on Instagram for all the people that like the content I make to see and sneer and take the piss out of me. And then obviously that happened.
Right, well, I'm sorry about that, but yeah. I just couldn't let it go because someone reached out to me.
Someone reached out, from Marseille? There's a coffee shop owner in Marseille saying, you've got to see this.
Someone reached out to me on Instagram and said, have you seen these? And then he put a picture of you.
Interesting.
With you.
So they're stalking Lizzie and then telling you. We need to get to the bottom of that.
That is true.
Tell me who they are. Actually, I'm going to swat them.
Please do. Should we get into Breaking Joe's and your French trip?
Let's do it
because
then.
I'm hoping you had a brilliant time.
We had a brilliant time. Marseille's great. It was two half holidays, 8 days, 4 days in Marseille, 4 days a little bit further north in Provence.
Oof.
A little town called Bonnier.
Bonnevere?
Bonnier.
Skinny Lover?
Skinny Lover.
What?
Skinny Love.
Skinny Love.
That's like a tiny little village on a hillside.
Oh, nice.
Real kind of poshy, kind of middle class shit.
Ooh.
But we kind of counteract that with Marseille, which is a bit more rough and ready.
Ethan will tell you all about that, innit?
Dangerous place.
Have you been?
Well, I wouldn't set foot in there. I'm too wise.
How do you know?
He's read the stats, Joe.
I've seen the stats.
What? Tell me about the stats. Did you feel endangered?
So, around the port area. So it's on the coast, but it's like a port place rather than a beach place. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. There's no sand.
No sand unless you get a bit further out. City centre. The main water experience is rocks and port. Around the port, it's people coming in on little cruise ships. A lot of kind of people with a bit of money tottering around in the white linen, mid average age 65. You know the types.
Yeah, yeah.
Holiday makers. And it's nice kind of restaurants. Most of it around there, as it is often with the real tourist hubs, it's average food at expensive prices.
Oh, yeah.
We know that. The further you go back into the city, up the hill.
You're playing with fire this, aren't you?
What do you mean?
We further go off the beaten track.
Well, exactly.
You might find the odd gem, but you know.
Yeah, so then it gets a bit more. People shouting at each other in the street, more graffiti, more smells that you might not want in your house, for instance. But you also get the artsy areas, the studenty areas, the kind of cheap, kind of interesting places. And we stayed just in that bit a little bit. And it was a really nice mixture of things. So really good coffee shops,
nice.
Little bit rough-ish, but never felt in danger or anything.
Mm.
Obviously, I just knock them out if anyone comes near me.
They have to live within a mile of a fresh baguette, don't they, the French?
Is that true?
Yes.
Is that when they say you're always 10 metres from a rat?
No, yeah, in France, they have to live within a mile of a fresh baguette. Can you Google that law?
That cannot be
That's
true.
That's what the bookies are saying.
No,
that
it's
can't
not
be true.
True. Yeah, it is. It's a law. It's like, and I'll tell you this, there's a law in the UK. Now, if I could remember it, that'd be great. It's something about the English have to live within 3 miles of a public park.
Really? So all built-up areas must be near a park?
Yeah, so that's why you might get a little bit of greenery that the council might call a park, because it helps you tick certain...
Well, actually, it's a bit of astroturf with a rocking horse on it.
Could you Google a couple of those things, Ethan? Could you Google French baguette law?
Yeah, I've done that. And it's not come up with that yet, but I'll keep digging.
It's got urban myth written all over it, that one. But I tell you what, Joe.
Wait, no, Google. Oh. Can you... There's definitely some law to do with French and the baguettes.
Fresh bread must be within a short walk. approximately 92% of French citizens live less than a 5-minute walk from a bakery. That's bad.
That's not, it's not the law, but it's not bad.
That's unbelievable stats.
That's great.
92% of them could walk in 5 minutes to get
That's incredible.
That's millions of people.
That's about 60 million people.
Who've just got baguettes on tap.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It's unbelievable.
And not even just bread, a bakery. So they're making it on site. That's so good.
It's unbelievable.
So, yeah, so we did delve into that a little bit. Grapefruit, obviously, it's warmer down there, all that. I'm going to say this right now, Joe. I had the best sandwich of my life in France.
Oh, yes, go on, tell
I had
us.
The best sandwich of my life. And do you know what it was?
What?
A banh mi.
Amazing.
And I like a banh mi, but they've never been quite in that top echelon of your fat pats, your chicken.
Yeah, your admirés or whatever they call them there with the.
Yeah, it's never in that echelon.
Bada bings.
So what was on this one? Two things that changed it. Because I've had banh mis in Vietnam, mate, I'll put it that way. You know what I mean?
Of course you will.
You know what I mean? The two things that made it better than any I've had anywhere else, there was mayonnaise on it, which you don't always get on a banh mi.
Okay.
And the bread was perfect
your
French baguette. Perfect French baguette.
Right.
So I think the banh mi bread often lets it down.
Well, because is it... Well,
say it.
You tell it.
Say what you're going to say. You're right.
Didn't the French sort of...
Yes. It's already a fusion. It's a fusion of French bread and French cold cuts and meat with Vietnamese herbs and Vietnamese vegetables. It's already that. So the idea of getting the best banh mi you've ever had in France isn't actually that shocking.
Wow.
But the bread... And I tell you what, two things I've learned on this trip. I'm done with brioche. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done with brioche.
Same. In
crap.
Yeah, in anything except a sweet bread setting. So they do like brioche with like sugar crystals on top.
Yeah, French toast are so scum.
I love brioche. Brioche baguette, brioche for burgers, I'm done. Brioche for hot dogs, I'm done. I'm not having it anymore. I'm not buying it.
No, it's gone, isn't it?
I don't want yellow sweet bread with my burger anymore. Done. Aye. Second thing, and I'm not done with it, but there's a limit to how much we need sourdough, actually.
I'll fucking back you on that to the high heavens.
Because sourdough has become the de facto crusty bread in all shops.
And it can sometimes be shit.
Yeah, and it's too sticky and it's too bouncy. So when you have it as a sandwich, you bite it and everything pushes out the sides. Whereas a baguette, it can be crunchy because it's light in the middle. It's not got this sticky heaviness. You were biting into this sandwich and it goes... And nothing's flying out the side, and you can pull it without taking all your teeth out with it. It was amazing. It had pork floss on it.
Pork floss.
Pickled vegetables, obviously the coriander, pate, sliced pork, and mayonnaise.
What pate does it have to be, by the way?
I don't know. Well, it was a pork pate, this one. But it was incredible. Youngish, relatively, probably early 30s, French couple.
Are you throwing in, when you're fucking slagging off these breads, what's your take on the focaccia?
The focaccia, for me... is being pushed beyond its means at the minute.
Ooh.
I like focaccia, but it doesn't. I don't need to see a great big rectangle of focaccia with someone soaring through it like it's fucking gold. I don't need to see like the way it's being held up.
Mm.
It's too oily for most things.
It's a bit oily.
It's incredibly oily. It's great, but this again, I feel like it's getting nudged when it doesn't need to be.
What breads are you vibing at the minute, Ethan?
You know what I've gone on to? I have gone on to sourdough, and it's not because I think it's the best, but so I've read it's the least processed of the breads.
Mm, when done properly, that's true.
It's got a good point to it. Yeah. Can I tell you what we're... Go on, sorry.
I've got an app called Ivy, and I can scan like the foods I eat because I'm trying to eat less processed. And the sourdough I have, I think it's Jason's sourdough, seeded one.
He's done well for himself,
He's
Jason.
Done well.
It's 92 out of 100, which means good. Like not very processed. So it's good.
Just quick on sourdough before we hear what your bread is. What sourdough is amazing for, maybe the best, is open face toasted things. So if you want, I love toasting it, a bit of tuna mayo on top. But as soon as you're sandwiching sourdough, it's part ways. Anyway, what's your...
We're trying to master the bagel at the minute.
It's due a comeback.
Yes, it is due a comeback. It's just the fact that it's got a hole in it.
Why does it have to have a hole? Do you know when you get a really good, proper homemade bagel, though? The hole is often, it's so swollen and plump that the hole's entirely disappeared, isn't it?
I'm biting this fucking bagel, I'm thinking, fucking great.
Yeah.
And then all the fucking middle bits.
I know.
Why have I got? Why is it such a good product with the hole in the middle?
Do you know what can save a bagel on that front? A single slice of Leodama cheese that can plug the hole. So the first thing you lay down on that bottom base, Leodama slice,
or a real build. A real stern crisp,
stern. A big boy, a big stern so crisp.
Get it really in there.
You need something to plug that gap.
You do.
Maybe a big cherry tomato at the end. But yeah,
we could create a bagel gap.
Oh dear me!
No, that's
I think
good.
We need though. Bagels with no gaps in. I love the style, that chewiness, yeah. That kind of shiny, like almost like salty exterior, without the hole. Doesn't need the hole in it. So yeah, probably probably the best sandwich I've ever had.
It's French onion soup. Is that more like mainland France?
I didn't see any on the menus. I did have some mussels that were good.
Snails?
Didn't have snails. Mussels were the closest we got to your shelled beasts. But Marseille was great.
Yeah.
And we spent a day on the
Did you go to a water park? Or am I making out?
No, we didn't. We spent the day on the rocks, though, on the coast.
Did you go down a slide at any point?
I didn't go down a slide, but I was jumping in the water and stuff.
Would you go down a slide at your age?
What do you mean at my age? Not like I'm going to break my hip. I'm fucking 32.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about that now. If I don't know if I saw a slide on the beach, would I go down?
I'd go down the slide.
Would you go down a slide at your... Yeah.
I love a slide.
What about the thing of the microplastics flying into your hamstrings?
Nah, yeah, it's a good point, actually.
Best processed as you like, mate. Dude. Right, we stopped very quickly to announce the sponsor of today's show. And we are massively pleased to announce that Wingfest will be sponsoring Sloppy Joe's once again and coming to Manchester from Friday the 18th of September to Sunday the 20th of September. Loads to get into. Obviously, more wings than you can shake a stick at. That goes without saying. It's Wingfest, for God's sake. Beers. Also, Joe McGrath, of course, will be there DJing, hosting the whole event. Unbelievable job he does every single year. It's a Victoria Bath as well, which if you've never been there, is just a phenomenal venue. Former Victorian swimming bath, kitted out, turned into a chicken wing bonanza that goes all weekend long. It's fantastic. Honestly, when we went, they're the best chicken wings I've ever had in my life. Just no question about it. Not even close. The best wings you will have in your life. Make sure you go and check out wingfest.co.uk. The link is in the description. Go and get your tickets. Genuinely, there's a reason we talk about them all the time. There's a reason Joe talks about them. There's a reason we go every year. It is fantastic. The link is in the description. Go and check out Wingfest, and thank you for sponsoring the show. Part two, we pick up the car at the airport.
Oh my God, he's driving.
I'm driving on the right-hand side, mate.
Talk to me.
The right-hand side.
Talk
automatic,
to me.
Which solved a lot of issues.
Fine. Close your eyes.
You basically close your eyes. It's like riding a bumper car.
And do you have an automatic at home?
No. So getting that left foot to play ball was a little bit tricky to start with. I just had to plant it as far away from all the pedals as possible because it's got nothing to do now. People who drive automatic cars should be doing more with that left foot.
Yeah.
Knitting, maybe like working out some basic arithmetic with a calculator.
Do you know what we mean, Ethan, by this? Do you have an automatic?
Yeah, my left foot... I don't know what to do with it sometimes. It's like a fake pedal on the left where you like park it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there was a thing I once broke with my left foot on an automatic. Oh my God, it's the hardest I've ever broken my life.
Yeah. I said to Lizzie when we were going out, I said, there's a chance that my left foot thinks that there's a clutch there and I put us through the windscreen with a brake.
Oh, there's a 100% chance.
Yeah, and I said, just be ready for that. And if it happens, please don't scream at me. I didn't mean to do it. And then luckily it didn't happen, but did you do it?
I've done it once. I was driving a company car. I won't say for what company. And just as we were approaching, because maybe I still work for them, just as we were approaching just as we were coming off on a junction, was approaching a roundabout, went to just brake slowly, and I just slammed on. And it was so scary.
It's terrifying, isn't it?
Because your left leg, foot, is so used to just putting the clutch down, just going for it.
It has to go all
bang,
the way in. All
right, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So just when you listen to a good song about you, boom, your left foot goes, it's got the same power as the clutch, and I'm boom. This guy comes past me in a van. What the fuck? Nearly crashed into you. I panicked. I went, there was a cat.
Oh, right.
And he went, fuck the cat. What about me? And he drove off.
Fuck the cat.
Yeah.
I nearly hit a squirrel the other day. Swerved it 60 mile an hour.
What?
So I let someone else kill it. So that was good. I'm going to stick to the things that I think you'll care about. I'm not going to talk about the nature and how beautiful it was. You don't care about that.
The lovemaking.
Leave out the lovemaking for now. Have you ever had the Magez sausage?
No, never.
It's a North African delight. It is.
We're about to love Megan
beautifully
again.
Red, full of spices. Fantastic. Cook that on the barbecue. Yeah. Although.
He's cooking back at home again, Ethan.
We stayed. The place we stayed was the most beautiful Airbnb I've ever stayed in my life.
Really? Nice.
Absolutely gorgeous.
You're still in the Airbnb hype.
What are you doing?
It's done, isn't it?
Well, it might be. You know what? It is done. But where else are you staying?
How many cleaning fees have you got? How much cleaning fees have you got?
I don't think there was on this.
Yeah, there was. There are always cleaning fees, Joe.
I don't think there was that much, actually.
Don't lie to me, just try and
win. I'll look now. I ain't got my phone.
Yeah.
Oh. I tell you what, it was just north of 100 quid a night, which is obviously expensive, but not crazy. In a vineyard, a cherry trees on one side, yeah. Grape vineyard the other side, bottom of the hill looking up at the village.
Did they give you free rein on the cherries?
Free rein? No, not on the cherries. They're selling these bad boys. I'm not a fool.
Well, they're making cherry wine.
I don't know. You just sell what? I was just selling to eat. What are you talking about?
Well, and you couldn't have one.
I didn't really want one, and they weren't quite ripe yet. I don't think. Okay. It was sort of light red. They weren't.
Oh, for a man red. Who loves fruit, I thought you'd try it.
But
least
one. Honestly, I must have eaten 50 nectarines.
Really?
I was eating 7 or 8 a day.
Why? Why so
they were
many?
Ripe and they were delicious. They were so soft. They were incredible. Apricots by the wazoo, pulling over on the side of the road. There's people selling fruit on the side of the road. I'm swerving in there, getting apricots and all sorts. Lovely trip. I need to tell you about the toilet roll.
The toilet roll?
So this is a standard toilet roll. Right, this right here is a standard
toilet
roll.
It's got props for the audio.
You see one of them, Joe? Listening.
Right, have a look at that. So Lizzie, and this isn't something we were thinking about. Lizzie went to the toilet and she went, come here.
What is she? She midwife? What's going on?
She's not a midwife. No, she works for the council.
Sorry.
She said, come here. I said, what? I was worried. I didn't know what was going on. She went, feel that toilet roll. Incredible.
What do you mean? As in thin or thick?
So deluxe. So that's a normal toilet roll. Have a feel of that.
Yes. What I would say, this is kind of on the lighter side. You've got two really small...
So how many ply is that?
Well, I'm going to rip it up now. You can see there's two small
ply,
sheets.
Which is relatively standard. Yeah, I mean, it's not on the luxury end by any means. I've seen three before on your posh stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This was 5 ply, Joe.
5 ply.
It was like wiping your ass with a fucking duvet.
Wow.
It was amazing.
What kind of... Wow. Don't how many sheets did you need then?
One. Do you know normally, if you want to wipe your bum and you want to get in there, you reel some off, you snap it, you have to either fold it in half or scrunch it, because otherwise your finger's going straight through.
Yeah.
This stuff, one square, and you can trust it. You can wipe with the single... No fold.
Oh.
No fold needed. I was wiping my ass on one square.
I'll say this, when I lived in Fallowfield with some lads at uni, we ran out of toilet roll and I wiped my ass with the kitchen roll in the kitchen. Oh. Don't ask how I got it.
Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
It was unbelievable.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Did it flush very well?
It flushed like a dream.
Does it?
Yeah. France have got it worked out, honestly.
What have they worked out?
Well... They don't worry as much about sort of. They stick to their EU laws. Don't
they
get
probably
me wrong.
Had a kick off, didn't they, about the toilet roll?
Exactly. You know what I mean?
They probably really
because they probably tried to make it thinner and make it made of plastic and all that. Like we have recycled dog hair and stuff.
Andrek sounds French.
André.
André.
You know what I mean?
Ethan.
I did learn a bit of French actually while I was out there.
Oui, oui.
Do you want to quiz me?
Yeah. No. What do you mean?
I was on the Duolingo.
What French did you learn, Joe?
Basic intros.
What to like. Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin.
No, not guitar intros. Like introduction, saying hello.
What
to someone.
Do you want me? I can't introduce myself. I don't know French.
Whenever you pretend you're English and I reply in French.
Hello, sir. What can I do for you today?
Bonjour. De cappuccino, s'il vous plaît.
Do you want a cappuccino? Yeah,
no, like two cappuccinos.
Oh, right.
Un cappuccino, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah, is your chocolate on top?
Oui.
Oui. Did they do chocolate on top in
Comment
France?
Comment ça va?
I'm fine. I'm fine, thank you. Ça va bien, merci. Et toi?
I'm not a twat.
Sorry, what?
I mean, they say the French are rude and you've not really helped yourself there.
What do they say? Et toi?
I don't know, because at that point they go, oh, he's English, I'll talk English.
Did you do French in school?
It's courtesy French. It's really, yeah, I did do French at school.
Let's be frank.
I dropped in year 9.
They ate the English, don't they?
No, and I knew you'd say this. And I knew you'd say this as well. You've been desperate to slag
He didn't say fuck all.
I know you don't like the French.
Parisians who hate the English.
Oh, that is true. Yeah. What's Paris again, Becky?
Were they rude?
Were they rude?
They weren't rude to me. I feel like it's maybe Paris is different, but I feel like they get a bad rep. I think France is the most underrated country in Europe. I think it's incredible.
What are you on about?
What?
Underrated. It's perfectly rated.
No.
A load of people go there.
Did I say most undervisited? No, sorry. Ethan, can we just play the back where I said undervisited?
Would you say I said underrated.
Would
you say French is one of the best countries to visit in the world?
Yes.
No.
No.
Exactly. No. I think it is massively underrated. It's not undervisited. It's the most visited country in the world. But I think amongst Brits, at least, it's got a bad reputation. Everyone loves slagging off Paris.
Yeah.
No one goes anywhere else.
Is it the most visited country in the world?
Yes.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Number two?
The UK.
Spain.
You're joking.
Number three?
The UK.
United States.
What?
Number four?
This has got to be the UK. London's doing some heavy
Italy.
Lifting.
Italy.
Lies.
Number five, UK.
Most visited countries in the world.
I might have got Italy and
London's doing some heavy lifting for us.
Well, I can tell you right now, France and Spain are one and two.
London's got three airports. France and Spain?
100%. France got 100 million. Spain's got about 90.
Well, who's underrating them?
But
it's like
Brits. All right.
It's like top of the table football team. Oh, they're underrated. Them.
Yeah, it can happen. Also, here's a question for you. When's the last time one of your mates, roughly our age, went to somewhere in France that wasn't Paris that you're aware of?
You.
No. I can't.
Don't change the rules.
All right.
You're one of my close mates.
Me. Who else? You haven't got one. No one does it. It's not cool. It's not interesting to people. And I'm telling you right now, it should be.
Do you want the top 10?
Do it in proper dramatic order.
So in at 10, Thailand, 35.5 million.
Great, yeah.
Class.
Nine is Germany.
Yeah.
37 million.
No
to Germany?
No, why are you saying no to Germany?
I didn't say no to Germany.
What did you say?
I said 37 million.
You said nine.
I get it now. 8 is Japan.
Yeah.
7 is Mexico. No, that's a lie. 7 is the United Kingdom.
There you go.
He's 7!
6 is Mexico. 5 Italy. 4 Turkey. Turkey? 3 United States. 2 Spain. 1 France.
4 is Turkey? I fucking love
Turkey.
You
think people from a lot of parts of the world go to Turkey?
A lot of Russians go to Turkey as well.
A lot of Russians go to Turkey. It's a central hub around a lot
of
areas.
You've never seen, when we used to go to Turkey, the sort of underlying tones of agginess when there was the pool games and the English used to take on the Russians.
Oh, wow.
The guy called Bedrico used to, French lad used to work there in Turkey, used to go to the buffet, the breakfast buffet, and used to play a pool game where he used to throw upwards of 250 spoons in the pool and whoever could find the most wins the pool game.
Oh, I love that.
I thought you meant like pool as in like...
No, pool games. You score a game of very easy.
So you're like in there drowning the Russians.
Yeah, when I go on holidays, it goes, my game is very easy, and then you say the rules rock hard.
Really? Well, you were.
No, it was just the way you said
it. How exciting it was.
French lad, yeah. Our game is very easy, rock hard, solid. Wow. Hold your breath for 2 minutes and do a handstand in. Fucking well, I'm glad you had a good time.
It was fantastic. It was really good.
And
I recommend both
Did
places.
You cycle in France?
I was on the cusp of renting a bike when I was out there, but I didn't in the end. We just went to a place called Avignon, which is fantastic. But
nice.
Not too much happened there. I had a wonderful tartan.
Did you?
Yeah. It was really great. I've got you and Ethan.
Love it. What were you thinking? Key ring?
Oh, I'll have it. I love them both.
He's asking you what you think it is.
What do you think it is? Kieran?
I think it's like a snack of sorts, like a dried out meat.
Oh, I'd love it if it was dried out meat.
You'd love some dried out meat, wouldn't you?
Big time. What is it?
The toilet roll.
I did want to see it before.
Did you want to see it or not?
Yeah, I did want to see it.
Right. I'm not joking, it's got 5 layers.
There's no hole. Oh, there is.
There's no hole. It's like a bagel. We're going to put our crisp in the middle.
It's so dense, it won't even come apart. Honestly, I can't believe it. I feel that.
Who's going to shit? Wow. Fucking hell, it's like a pillow.
How good is that?
It's unbelievable.
It's actually unbelievable, isn't it?
Who's going to share this? Me or
you?
Ethan?
And Ethan can share it. Pass Ethan, it.
Can I come round yours, Ethan?
Yeah, you come round. Am I allowed a little feel, yeah?
Oh, yeah, feel that.
Thank you. Oh yeah,
did it?
Oh, that is nice.
The microphone's a bit of ASMR.
That's lovely. That.
So you can share that. That's for you.
Absolutely
that.
Smashed
I brought that back for you too. Genuinely, I thought they'll love this.
You are brilliant.
Honestly, you can wipe your ass with a single square. Genuinely, is it not impressive?
It's very impressive.
Are you counting the layers?
No, I'm just having a feel of it. Yeah, so it's
you won't get much change out of 5, mate.
Have you got any meats?
No meats, just this. Just the toilet roll.
You said today, I said, he brought us back any French snacks. He said, what was his wording?
Not enough to fill you up.
I said, I've got you a gift. I said, it's not going to replace your dinner.
It definitely didn't replace me dinner.
But there you go.
Thank you, Joe.
That's genuinely...
Half yours, half mine. We'll roll it out in a bit.
Yeah. How have you been?
Been brilliant.
Have you?
I've been brilliant.
You're looking brilliant.
Do you know what? Second week on the bounce, no booze. I'm going to try not to drink to my birthday, end of June.
Start the clock.
But I've been invited to Lily Allen on Friday at the arena, so I might cave. Ooh, but that would be 3 weeks. No booze.
That's good. What's that about?
Just, May was a lot.
Was it?
There was three big birthdays, a week away, a wedding, a couple of big gigs. Oof. It was just a lot. So I was like, you know what, give my brody a bit of a break.
Fair play.
I was working at a tribute festival.
Didn't you do this like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, but you know, got a wedding to pay for. So I was working at another one.
Whose wedding?
Mine. Oh. I just want to say, if you've never done a tribute festival before, just go. Right, and this is me trying to sell you tickets because Ethan asked for freebies.
Please,
I know a little Geordie lad that I'd love to go.
Please,
because when you're watching these bands, right, they put on some of the best bands, you know, that I've ever been, and of course they're a tribute to them.
No,
but the thing that's mainly different is, of course, the vocals. You know, they'll probably never get to the heights of Freddie Mercury or Liam Gallagher or whatever. But the musicians,
though, on that list, to be
fair. Yeah, the musicians are so bloody good.
Yeah,
and when you're singing along to, you know, Wonderwall, whatever, you can't really you sort of overpower the singer. So you just have a belt over time. Go, it's gonna be great. There's one in Stockport, which Ethan will be at.
Yeah, is there? Where's that?
Stockport.
Where in Stockport?
Romilly Way.
Is there?
Same company. When
is it?
He can't have my tickets.
Oh yeah, you can have my tickets.
No.
Do you know this guy? Do you know how I first ever interviewed this guy?
What guy?
The guy who owns the festival. Here's a story for you. This is how many mad shows I've ever done. When Stratford Paddock used to call Full Time Devils.
Yeah.
There used to be a phone in on the radio, and Eddie called up one day, and I've only just recently met Eddie because now he owns this festival. To complain because he owns a burger stall near Old Trafford, and one week they moved him.
Really?
To like behind the bushes. So he called up to tell everyone where he was, all his regular customers. Aww.
And then now you've
and
met
now I've met him and
still got the burger, man.
Yeah, he's still got him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it? And the rest?
Don't look at that. He's doing all right for himself.
Is he? Well, when is it?
Bank holiday weekend. So it's on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
August.
4 days. 4 day August, yeah.
Oh, my so, way.
Oh yeah, where?
A little family trip.
Why do I feel like you're lying?
Because you distrust him.
So let me tell you a few things that happened.
Yeah, tell me them. Who was on again this time? Was it the same as the before?
Queen, Oasis, Stone Roses, great. Jerry Cinnamon, etc. One thing I wanted to say is, do you know when you were a kid and you used to get those little balls that you throw in the ground and you explode?
Yeah. Yes, from the joke shop.
They've got more powerful. And I saw these kids terrorise an ice cream man. The ice cream man's minding his own business.
Isn't he safe in the haven of his ice cream man?
Yeah, but he's what? You know, get it right underneath there. Bang! Right? So all the kids, these five kids.
Like bloody Northern Ireland in the 80s.
Five kids.
His van's gone up.
Five kids surround the ice cream man on the back end of it. So you can't see. And he's minding his own business there. He's leaning on the side, watching whoever was on, nodding along like that. And these kids going, "Are you ready?" Right, whispering like that. "You go around that way." And they both got about three or four each.
The bangers, the poppers.
The bangers. And these bangers are louder than I remember as a kid. I saw them do a countdown, 3, 2, 1. At the same time, they all launched out the ice cream van. I was mesmerised. I was like, this is fucking brilliant. The guy shit his...
Oh, bang, no.
Loads of banging like that. I thought it was so funny. One highlight. Second highlight. At the start, there was a few family-friendly bands on. So there was a K-pop band doing K-pop songs. Not really my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But one of the last songs they do is that song that you might have heard. It's called "You Going Up, Up, Up." It's like a famous one. You know it?
Yeah, from your radio show.
Yes. So they're playing that at the end, and this guy's fucking frustrated a little bit. We are in Bolton. Bolton Stadium is here.
Yeah.
Where all the people who go to watch Bolton Park, that has now become the festival hub.
Great.
And we're surrounded by the UK's biggest retail park, Hello, Middlebrook. You ever been?
No.
Ever been?
Never. No. Pleasure.
Busy as fuck.
Is
but
it?
It's a little bit away. There's like a, there's still a good chunk of the car park until you get to Middlebrook. But when you get there, every shop you can think of, and it's busy. Is Saturday. Guy's stressing, who's the manager of the K-pop band. He's like fucking scratching his head. He's going, I've got balloons. I was like, right. He said, I've custom made balloons. And he kept like going up on stage like that. And he put his finger, licking his finger.
Yeah,
too windy, too windy, too windy. So like, ah, it's sound, you've got a bit. I've got balloons. And he said, and also I've got a big blower. well, excuse me.
Leave her out of this.
He got his big blower out.
Oh.
It was a big, huge, like industrial blower. A balloon went up in 2 seconds flat.
Really?
Huge balloon. Huge, huge balloon.
You were loving this.
I was loving it. I was loving it. And I encouraged him.
Stuff.
How he went, you went, the wind's gone down, hasn't it? I went, has it? I went,
when's this Saturday?
This is Saturday.
Horrific wind.
Horrific wind. I went, I lit my finger like that. Can't feel a thing, mate.
Tip of your finger almost came off in the wind.
Mate, it was fucking windy.
It was like 35 mile an hour.
He just needed a second voice in his ear to go, blow the balloons up.
Yes.
And he was all over it. Right. Right, pumping the balloons up. You get, mate, 20 of these big fucking balloons.
What's on them?
K-pop band. They got it personalised. Big K-pop band. The idea is that last song, everyone's firing the balloons out. Kids are going mad for it. Passing them along. Keep them, take them home. Pictures on Instagram.
Oh, where everyone's like bouncing them up like, along them.
Yeah, they're branded. So now he's freaking out. Right, the last song's probably a minute from the breakdown of the, because it like has the bridge and then they go up. So he gets two security people on each side. They all know what to do. As soon as the bridge comes and they go, we're going up, up, balloons out, bang, bang. Like that. Everyone who pops the balloon out does a fantastic job.
Great.
Sends them, bang, bang, bang.
Can't do any more than that.
And then it happens. The biggest gust of wind of the day. And it slowly takes these balloons from the crowd. 20 balloons, biggest balloons I've ever seen in my life, heading towards the biggest retail park in the UK.
Like Jurassic Park.
And I'm
stood they've escaped.
There. I'm stood there and I'm watching them. And then he just stands next to me like that. Puts his hands on his head.
He does that.
Goes, no, no, Joe. It was so, they just kept bouncing and bouncing and bouncing. And then, so imagine you're driving in. They all just came over these cars all at once.
Oh, no.
Horns breaking on, fat car alarms going off. They bang, popping. They pop so fucking loud. Bang, bang. Chaos near Boots. Couldn't believe it. He went, I'm done for. I said,
I'm done for. I'll never work in this town again.
He ran off. We never saw him again.
Really?
Oh, crazy.
I've had to get a new manager.
Third highlight of the day.
At Liverpool.
This is one of those stories I've been nervous to say because I hope it comes across as just as funny as it was.
Okay.
I've been nervous to say it because I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoy it.
I'm sure we will.
Everyone's okay in this story by the end of it. So, in the VIP lounge, so Freddie and Queen are on. It's called the Freddie and Queen Experience.
Why does he sometimes do work without?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe because they just need a different name for legal reasons, probably.
Yes.
VIP lounge. A kid has been found by herself. Let's call her Emily, right? No idea where the mum and dad is. So,
do you think that's the most appropriate name, Ethan?
Emily?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why?
Finding Emily.
No, we're going with Emily.
Why, what?
No, it's fine, yeah.
Is there an Emily that's gone missing?
No, carry on. Keep going.
It's called a Jane or something like that.
Great, love it.
So Jane's coming to security, goes, God, I can't find my mum. So then I'm stood backstage, Queen of half an hour in, Fat Bottom Girls has been on, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, Radio Gaga, you know,
can't move hits.
They're nailing it. Stage manager comes to me flustered. All in a fucking panic.
Has the balloon happened at this point?
Balloon's gone. Yeah, that's a few hours ago. That was fucking 6 hours
ago. That's
old
news now.
I've had Stone Roses, Oasis, and Jerry Cinnamon since then. I'm knackered. Comes up to me, says, you're going to have to interrupt them. I said, why? He said, you're going to have to, this girl can't find a mum. You're going to have to go on.
Oh.
I said, I'm not interrupting Freddie. I go, what? All right, so then they're trying to find a microphone for me to go on and cut Freddie off. Anyway, Freddie has one of his halftime little costume breaks. The band is still on stage giving it. Comes off stage, go, what's happening, darling? By the way, this guy's from Birmingham.
He's staying in character,
he's loving it. Darling, what's happening? He's fluffing his jacket, like that, putting his yellow jacket on.
Incredible.
Like that.
Freddie,
what's happening? She tells him that there's a lost girl, and Joe's going to go on and say, you know, where's the mum? He said, we're in the flow, darling. I'll take care of it.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, right.
Sure.
Well, there's two ways this is going to go. He's going to go on stage. He's going to break character. He's from Birmingham. All right there, guys. You know, we're fine.
Go to Lost Girly. Yeah.
Or, let me think. Or.
I think it'd be an option.
He's going to remain as Freddie Mercury. And he's going to announce that there's a lost girl in the VIP area.
That's going to sound like some horrible anecdote from the 60s.
What I then watched was 2 minutes of the greatest form of entertainment ever in my life. Way out, come back up. He's going, serious message now, guys. Serious message that goes, way up. Like that, and everyone's going, way. He goes on to say that there's a lost girl in the thing, and just one woman goes, way, oh, she's found it. Oh man, then, oh,
it was too much Freddie.
A minute of him going, way, a serious message, way, oh, just to keep the crowd in time.
I'll do both. Yeah. I can keep it light.
And then he finished, and then when it was all a round of applause, we found her, loaded.
Did they find her?
Yeah, well, they found her pretty easily. I don't know where the mum was. And then he starts going, boom, boom, ch, boom, boom, ch, boom, boom, ch, boom, boom, ch. We will find you.
No, find you. No.
We will find you. Good night, Bolton. No. And then he fucking, yeah. It was, because I knew the girl was safe.
Yeah.
She was with a security guard. If it was the other way around, and maybe the parents had lost the girl, that's a bit more serious.
Yeah, the girl is safe already.
So
yeah.
I was... in his step. I was crying my eyes out. Because he was Rain Freddy, and it was up there, one of the best things I've ever seen.
And that is star quality.
And that
that's
is star
the sort
quality.
Of thing money can't buy. Because most artists, they're letting you come out, which is a mad costume change, by the way. You come out, you know, Freddy goes off, and who do we get?
Well, that's not Freddy.
Yeah, we've got the little lad from King of the Hill or whatever. Like, no one expects that. I would have done that. I'd have let you go out and then come back out and just be Freddy. To do both. That's a skill in it, Ethan.
That's amazing.
It was great. There's another highlight. One of the they were all bitching about some of the other people on the circuit. Well, Freddie was bitching about other people on the circuit and about how the Michael Jackson tribute's getting a lot more money now because of the film.
Imagine being Oasis 2 years ago.
Yes, but he said, he's not as big as he once was. So we're all calling him Monjaro Jackson.
Really. He's lost a bit.
He's lost a bit away.
Surely he couldn't have got much work as a chubby Jackson. Well, he never had a chubby phase, did he?
No, he never had a chubby phase.
Here's my question to you. So when there's a tribute festival, typically the headliner of a gig is the sort of biggest name, isn't it?
Yeah.
In tribute world, like, is there any point in being a tribute to, let's say, In Excess?
Probably
because
not.
You're only ever, or is it like whoever is the, so is it the tribute to the biggest, most successful artist that headlines the gig?
Well, you might find
the best replica of the original artist that headlines the gig.
What you might find is the In Excess tribute will also double up as another tribute.
They're also doing
and
a
so
bit
what
of
you might order. Book them is for the event to do three bands in the day.
Really?
Do you know what I mean?
Do more than one.
Come off, take a little break, go on, go be Bon Jovi, come back up, but I go and do Guns N' Roses.
So, but is it, I mean? Is it like you're the most close replica of the original band, so you get to headline, or is it you're the, because obviously in real life, if you've got Queen and then you've got Supergrass and, you know, Super Furry Animals, there's only one headliner there, even if the other two are better tributes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Is that how it works?
Yes, that is how it works. Queen and Oasis have always been at the end of the bill, no matter what. That's and amazing, it differs a little bit. There's a bit of rivalry.
And people can choose who they are.
Yeah.
It's not like in real life where you just write the best song. If you're the artist themselves, you're just writing the best songs you can.
Yeah.
The success is based on that. Imagine being a tribute artist and being like a Jamie T.
Right, it's mad. Yeah, but then Jamie T might go off and come back on and be Sam Fender.
Yeah, and he's just doing all that kind of...
Pitbull was on the Friday. There was a private... Did you see Pitbull?
I saw a little bit of Pitbull on your story. Was he good?
Was he good? I just had this surreal moment where my car broke down on the Friday night. There was a little fault to it. The battery wouldn't start. I need to just give it a little jolt. And I'm stressing. I just want to go home. I'll be working in the morning. And then Pitbull pulls up and goes, want a jump start?
Really?
Of course I named Pitbull.
Was he genuinely
he's
bored?
He's just a bored guy, yeah. Me and Pitbull jump start in my car.
That's fantastic.
So I had a lovely weekend and then I went to Stowe, which is a great restaurant. I recommend it. If anyone was coming to Manchester soon, go and eat there.
I've never been there. I saw the steak, one of those big, like, Joe Rogan looking steaks on your Instagram story, like really? A big with a handle on it.
Oh, I was delighted.
Was
what,
it good?
What was your deal?
What was my deal?
Yeah, what was your deal?
Let's why get to are you it. Bigging up so much?
Let's cut
I'm
to the
not
quick.
Bigging up so much.
No, what's
I,
happened?
You are.
I really like. No, no.
I oh, it is.
I'll,
full price.
I'll show you.
Full
I'll
price?
Show you.
So what was that? 90 quid that steak?
75.
And you didn't get any?
Nope. Well, they threw on a couple of free dishes.
Oh, didn't
I still pay. I'll still pay. I'll show you my fucking bank account.
Well, pay me and Ethan what you should have paid for those free dishes so it's genuine. Give us 30 quid now.
No, the free dish was a courgette dish.
That's probably eight.
A lamb neck dish.
Lamb neck, that's 15 quid.
And then some sort of ice cream.
That's 30 quid for the three. Send us 15 quid each, we'll call it quits. And then we can truly believe your review.
Or I could give it to charity.
No, I'd prefer
let
15
us give
quid.
It to charity.
No, no, I'll give it to charity.
How good was it?
The steak is the best steak I've ever had.
Was it?
Move over Hawksmoor. Move over Flatiron. Move over.
Really?
Yeah, but Flatiron's a lot more affordable than
Of course it is.
But that you can't.
Benidorm was a lot more affordable to get to than New York. I had a better time in New York.
What do I say to that? I don't know what he's on about.
He's got you though. What have you been up to this
week? You were talking about affordability, and a holiday is a holiday. And I say I enjoyed going to a place that was a little bit more expensive than, say,
bougie. Benidorm. You're a bougie boy.
Every now and again I work hard. I played a bit hard on the weekend and I saved. You should see my bank account now. I'm not drinking. It's not bad. I'm fucking hell. Why am I skinny at the end of the month?
What about what are the scales saying?
Alright, do you know I'm nearly do you know what this is a mad stat.
Go on.
I'm nearly under 100k for the first time since I was 19 years old.
Really? Stand up.
Not standing
not
up.
On camera, just stand there.
I'm not standing
I want
up.
To see you.
Fuck off.
So you this is the lowest you've weighed since we met?
Since I was yeah.
Stand up and take your top off.
Take your top off.
Stand up and show me your ass.
How many?
Right, Ethan, let's get to it.
Well done.
Get your belly out.
That's good.
Because you got to go soon, you say.
Yeah, I've got 5 minutes.
Ethan, whatever your epic week is, can you just refrain it to 5 minutes, please?
Just read the notes of what it says.
Oh.
Sad ice cream, sad pint.
Nah. The ice cream is very sad.
Haircut looks good, by the way.
Thank you. I've got rid of the curtains for the audio listeners.
It looks like when we met.
So yes. Why is everything sad in your notes, Ethan?
Well, because... So the sad ice cream was just dominated with anxiety. So I went out on the... well, actually, I was in all weekend, pretty much. But on the Sunday, I thought, you know what? I'm going to try get out of the flat. And I was like, there's a good vegan ice cream place near me. I have great selections. That could really kickstart my day. I'll get a vegan ice cream and I'll go on a big long walk. That's a good excuse to go walk it off. So off I set on my big adventure.
Brilliant.
It was about a 2 minute walk. And I went walking in and there's no ice cream left at all. All the tubs are empty. So I'm really upset.
What?
So
no, how good can vegan ice cream be?
I know. So I leave, there's a little ice cream shop next door that are offering £1.50 Mr. Whippy style ice cream.
Oh, well, you've hit the jackpot.
So I walk in, I say, hello, I'd like one of your £1.50 Mr. Whippy style ice creams that I saw advertised on the window. She said, there's no cones. So I'm starting to feel a bit like...
Just put your hand out like I love a twist.
Yeah, so like, oh. I was like, how you got anything for us? How are we going to consume this ice cream?
Yeah.
And she said, I've got a tub. Brilliant. All right, I'll have that then. That's okay. Gets my tub, gives it to us. It was a child, this as well. I don't know if I should mention that. It was
what
a child.
Do you mean it was a child.
I think she was about eight.
Was she?
It's just me and her in the shop.
She's on the PAYE.
I didn't ask any questions. I was just there for
she
ice cream
lost
and ice cream
from
only.
A Chewy Festival in Bolton.
Was she lost?
Not now, Freddie. She's working here.
Rum and raisin.
Well, I just decided to have plain old Mr.
Sorbet. Not bad.
There was no top.
Sorbet.
I just stuck with the tradition of Mr. Whitby in a tub.
Oh yeah.
But I left the shop, and I left walking back knowing I didn't get the vegan ice cream I wanted, and I didn't get it in a cone. So I felt so silly as I'm walking along the street. I'm just thinking, adults are looking at me now, thinking, look at that knob and these little tub of Mr. Whippy. Mm. What a freak. So immediately I heard all these voices, so I threw it in the bin as soon as I got out. Didn't have a nibble of that ice cream. Just threw it in the bin. And then, so that was quite sad. Really not my confidence for the walk, so I decided to go back to the flat.
That's not right, is it?
What do you mean? That's true. That's
no, but no, it's true, but it doesn't mean it's right. You shouldn't have just... No. That's sad, that, isn't
it's
it?
It's a sad ice cream.
No, it says more about your mental state and anxiety.
Are you
than it
all
does
right?
Cream.
So I went
you
back.
Just lobbed it in the bin.
Went back to the flat and just all the blinds are closed, just sat there for it. Well, actually, walked around a little bit, trying to calm myself down. Then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let this ruin my day. So I decided to go to a local Joseph Holt pub and sit in the beer garden and watch Germany versus Curacao. But I've got no friends at the minute because they're all working at the World Cup, living the dream that I never got to achieve. So
you worked at the World Cup on the weekend?
I did, I guess so, in Manchester. But it was always my ambition when I was at uni was I'd work at that World Cup, and I haven't. I'm here, and I can't even walk down the street eating an ice cream without feeling insecure. So I went there, and a man...
Walking hell.
A man in the pub... Well, a lad, actually.
What,
not a
7
lad.
7 years old, 8 years old?
No, he's... Sorry, he's...
Just a fleet of 10-year-olds working at all the local restaurants and bars.
Just meeting children.
Are you in a care home? No. And this is just people visiting their aunties and grandparents. Ice cream, please. I don't work here. I'm just here to visit grandma. All right, then I'll take it in a tub.
Well, I decided to do cheer me up because of the ice cream debacle. I got lad. 2 jack of potatoes from Subway across the...
Subway jack of potatoes. Yeah. Every place he goes to, he makes the wrong
so
call.
Why? Were they nice?
Well, it was just because I thought it was probably one of the healthier choices at the takeaway world, and I was just too stressed to cook because of the big
did
day.
Did you have a pint of beer at least?
Yeah, I did. I had a pint of smooth.
shit beer and all.
And then a graduate started to speak to us in the garden, which was nice and really lifted my spirits a bit. And that was the first person I spoke to. Actually, I came on Stretford Park. That was the first person outside of like the social world who I spoke to. It really picked up my spirits, which was
that's
nice.
Good.
It's
that's
not
good.
A surprise, is it? That, you know, speaking to people, seeing people. Yeah. The community.
Really, really glad I went out and
good
and had that experience.
Would you ever like work in a bar just part time? Just to
I can't
you'd
hear
be good at that.
I can't hear.
He said, "Would you ever work in a bar just part time?"
Now and again, I got people who work in like hospitality who want people to just nip in to do disco shifts, as they call them.
Disco shifts.
Yes, yeah, so you just
disco,
nip in.
He said disco shifts.
Nip in, do a few hours. Get a bit of extra cash, speak to people.
Yeah. Well, I should probably maybe do that maybe, but I've never really worked behind a bar or anything, so I don't know if that would be good for me.
Well, here's what I will say about working behind a bar or every job, other than like the mad ones like footballer or like nuclear physicist. You can just do it.
Oh, you can just
You can do
it.
Any job. And do you know people get really precious about like,
oh, you're gonna upset some people here.
No, but this is everything. So, like, so for instance, alright, then I'll do it in a job that I've done so I can say that it's easy. When people do, like, make coffees or like make cocktails or making the art on the coffee, oh, I couldn't do that or whatever. You can. You do anything. You like builders or like people who do DIY at home, doing plastering, like you can learn it.
You
just learn. Any job there is that isn't like you have to be a genius to do it or a physical freak, you can just do it. Like, you could join the army or be a builder. Or
I
be
could
a
join
bar-
the bloody army.
Of course you could.
I've got asthma and 5'6", and not oh, well, to mention, you know, I'm a bit of a fanny.
Yeah, all of that's fine. You're not the only one with any of those things in the army. Honestly, every job, you can do them. I honestly believe that.
I'm not good at the army.
No, I'm not saying
you're
going.
We're not ending the episode of you joining the army, are we? I just want you to...
Just because I can't have an ice cream walking in the street, I'm not joining the army.
Don't be intimidated by the
he couldn't even get a fucking
bar.
Mr. Whippy.
Yeah,
you mind sending him to fucking Ukraine?
I'm saying you could work behind a bar easily.
No, I get it. I can't hear.
I said you could work behind a bar easily.
Thank you very much for watching. Make sure you go onto patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast. Got loads more content on the way, but you just missed a Dom Q&A special. And if we get his permission, maybe the patrons might see his non-bearded face.
Possibly.
Sorry, no, that's not good. Thank you very much for watching, everyone. Bye.
Wave, Ethan.
All right, see you.